with it and took it out. So made it going to be for everything. We're talking about a case where he took out in order to steal. He's awake of Yerushalmi. So these victims, they were doing it to steal, right? That means just pulling out with that intention to steal would not be enough. No, we're not talking about hitting to the stick. Well, it'll be the same halacha, actually. It would be the same halacha. In Tzayim, I'll say, Menali, the Kamerish Shasayu, how do we know that you'll be chayav for this thing? I feel it's chayav Amashim Azekes, even for damages that it causes, the Hachikoy, that's all the Mishnah thing. The Tzayim, you also have Zikah. The Lekin and Me'ot, so what's the case of Tzayim? Tzayim says, I know a Ganav is chayav. A Ganav is chayav for damages that happen to the animal. How do you know you're chayav for the damage that the animal causes? Where do you know that? Where do you know an animal, a Ganav is chayav also for damages the animal causes? Obviously a Ganav is chayav for the damage that happens to the animal because you have to look after it. The Gemara says, we haven't got the Kamala Bapa. The Gemara asks the question, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that I put to your list in the Mishnah of Chayam for the damage it causes? It's obvious if a listen pull out, they're going to be chayav. So the question is, why is it so obvious? Why is it obvious if listen pull out an animal and are killing an animal, they're chayav for the damages that the animal causes? Maybe then you have the damage it caused, yeah, happen to itself. How does the Gemara know that?
Isn't it Kenyan?
Kenyan means I'm chayav now to accept on myself responsibility for this item. How do I know I have to also pay for damages it causes?
Why not? If I'm responsible for the item, why not responsible for the cause?
Because I'm a gunner means I'm the mazik to the owner. So I have to give back the item to the owner. So I'm chayav for any damages happens to this item.
Only for the animal.
Maybe what happened is not my animal.
It's his animal.
It's the owner's animal.
No, but it's
not really his animal. Tom Schechter is.
He's
a gunner. He's trying to pay it back if he gets damaged. He's not really owner's. Maybe he's not trying for the damage that causes.
Would that be grand?
I let it out and it went by damage, or else it comes with me. If it's my animal, I'm trying to pay for my animal, but it's not my animal. I have to pay the owner for damages that happens because I caused the owner a loss. But why damages to other people? Why should I have to pay for them?
Yeah, he did.
So why should I be required to pay them?
Because you're preventing him.
Okay, fair. What happens if I locked up the owner and now he can't guard it? I'm going to have to pay for damages now. It's not my animal. That's a shadow. A gunner that pulls it, it's really the gunner's item now? If a gunner does mashiach, it mamish belongs to the gunner, or really belongs to the owner, but you have the gunner has to pay it back to the owner. Who says the owner has
to pay back to the owner?
He has to pay back to the owner, that's true. That's because he damaged the owner, he doesn't have his item anymore. That doesn't become the gunner's item. Right? If the gunner now wants to shecht it, he can't shecht it. Right? If the gunner wants to be magnus, he can't. It's not really his. It really belongs to the owner. He has to pay the owner back. But what's that? Why should I make it? He now has to pay for other people for the damage that happens to other people. Why should he pay to a third party? No, so no tishchai. An owner is an owner. And he is not the owner. Right, so the karma, like in my Shabbat, so the karma, your father's boss. Where did the Gemara ask? Where did they know it? Why is it possible? How did you know that you're chai for damages? Let's go over the category. So last word of the second one. Himtayma, minali became rishusim. Afil es chayim avashim ezekes. How do we know es chayim rishusim? Afil es chayim avashim ezekes. Even to be chayim for damage it causes. Because that's what the Mishnah is referring to. The Tony is soft and is he covered for good and damages. So, don't tell me just like if you give over to Hashem Chinam Vashoyel that Nichus will talk about it. Just like if you give over to Hashem Chinam and Hashem Tzachal, the din is that they have to pay for the damages
because they're like 100% violent now.
Who are Din Gazman? Just like by Shema, Shema is not biting. But yeah, he has to pay for damages because it was under his jurisdiction and he. So maybe a Gazman would be the same. The Gazman's like a Shema now. And he'd have to pay for the damages it causes. No. Don't say why. The Dilma Shema or the Machayev, maybe Shema is worse. The Shema has to pay for it. Of a Gazman loy, a Gazman not. To Matina Dvorim, we find things as Shema is Chayev, and a Gazman is going to be Potter. There's certain halachas that Shema, who's looking after something, would be Chayev for. A Gazman would be Potter. For instance, Shabbat Choshal. Behema, a choshen dahadu. What's the halacha? I'm looking after an animal and I'm negligent. I'm looking after Shem David's animal and I'm negligent, and the animal went down in value. But no problem. In about 10 years' time, the animal will get back strong again, a bit like the pound, right? It'll recover eventually. I think this is 2030. It'll recover eventually, but for now, it's gone down in value, and I was negligent. Can the Shemin say no problem? Here it is back, or does he have to pay for the damage, the temporary damage that he caused for this animal? The halacha is the same man to pay for the temporary damage because of sin, but the ganav doesn't. A ganav can say, "Hari shafala benefa," here it's back again, and in 10 years' time I'll be good. That's what the ganav says. So you see, a ganav is more cow and more lenient than a shema. Right. So don't tell me that Ganav is trying to pay for damages because I know a shema is trying to pay for damages because maybe a Ganav is less normal than a shema. If it went down in value, something which will a temporary depreciation in the value of the animal. Or parents to keep it mixed up. I was looking after fruit and some of them went bad. The Gazan can say, this is your stuff. It's not called a shinoi veloy kinino, and the Ganav therefore didn't acquire it. Oh, Potter, Philip of Shia. And he's Potter even from Shia.
Well, that's he didn't acquire it.
A Ganav, the reason why a Ganav can't give back a broken item is because it's shinoi, and it's as if it now belongs to the Ganav, and he has to give a different item back to the owner. But if the Ganav never acquired it, but rather it still stays in the same ownership as the original guy got stolen from, she can just say it's yours, it's over here, take it. Right? But Avosema, you see where we are, Avosema David, Avosema. Kimshim is Chayev Bikoch, so the Loyada, Avosema is Chayev for a depreciation that won't go back, a permanent depreciation in value. But they keep a column of the Olga, Maldi is Chayev for. If not, if she ever happens, if she is Shem is Chayev for that, Kamoike is Chayev, a Kachsha, the other, it also be Chayev for a Kachsha, the harder. I mean, it also be Chayev for a temporary depreciation in that. Right? But we keep him exhausted, they went moldy a bit. Why? Keep him to give a love smear. It says he was recovered himself smear. The lama la yiskay bezek moy bezek. The Tosfos is saying a moy dekazach. There's a difference between a ganav and a shomer. Why is a shomer chay for damages? What makes the shomer chay for damages? Benetini was a fisher. That's what makes the shomer chay for responsibility. What makes the ganav a fisher? Every shomer. If he was fisher, he had mechayim. What makes the ganav? He has to pay back cash. When does a ganav have to pay back cash? And when you get a ganav, say, take back the stuff I stole. The ganav has to pay back cash only if the ganav was kohen. If the ganav acquired it, then he has to pay back cash. But if the ganav didn't acquire it and it's still the same item, just give it back. So now, when does the ganav acquire something? If it changes, if it's a kinyan, so it's not enough. Because it still belongs to the original owner. If it changed together with the Mashiach, it changed, then it belongs to the ganav.
The item broke.
He made it into a table.
Got totally bad.
And a serious change happened to the item. If a serious change happened to the item, then the ganav is koneret, acquires it. And then if the ganav acquires it, he gonna say, okay, I'll give it, take your item back. Not my item anymore, it's your item. Because you acquired it. You acquired kinonic course. If it's a something which is a natural, very common, a small amount of change, that's not enough. Or losing weight. If it's losing weight, but it's going to get back to its old weight again. So also, I haven't really changed anything here because in 10 years' time, I'll be back to where I was.
Non-reversible.
Only if it's non-reversible, the permanent depreciation in the value, that's when the ganav was created. But otherwise not. So the main is Tosfos. I know there's a difference between a shomer and a ganav. There's a fundamental difference between them. A shomer is chayav because of shear. A ganav is chayav because of the change. And the main is, how do we know if I take out an item when there's been no change, I should be chayav now for damages to animal causes? Because it's not my item. It still belongs to the original owner. That's the question I'm facing.
The guardianship of somebody else.
Say again?
The guardianship of that duration up in the air.
Why am I chayav for that? Tell me why should I be chayav? Where are you all up to? Shema doesn't acquire with Shinui. Shema is the Archive of Shia. That's why Shema is no difference if it's a temporary depreciation or a non-reversible depreciation. Because where are you a Pesha? If you're a Pesha, you have to pay. That's the call by Shema. So you're a Pesha and it went down a bit, you have to pay. If it went down a way that it will come back, you have to pay. If you were moldy a little bit, you'll have to pay. Because you're a Pesha, you have to pay. So maybe there's no difference for shame about that, but I didn't own it. So it's based on Philo. Soil. I don't think we did this bit together. Philo soil, the camera after soil, song is a kind of Hashi. So we missed out those two lines. The Engloima, two lines later. The Engla after the bracket. The Engloima, the Mishkaev, don't tell me the reason why you're Kaev. Vishainon, Yechoilim, the Kaim, Bom, Mitzvah, and Shova. Because you can't now do Mitzvah Shava.
So therefore the onus of the owner.
Why? You can't. You know why the ganav is going to be chayav for the damages it causes? Is because the ganav will not be able to return this item to the owner. Why not? Because this animal that caused damage, where's the nizik going to claim from? The halachas of a shoyt gores another animal. Shoytah gores another animal. The nizik claims it from the animal that gores. Hishtalei migufoi. He pays from the actual guf, the body of the gora, of the animal.
Sells it,
you make the money on that. So if this story then went ahead and gored, I stole an ox, the ox then went and gored another animal, am I going to be able to give back this animal to the original owner? No, why not? No, this animal gored, it did the goring. This animal was a mazik.
Right.
Am I going to be able to give back this animal to the original owner?
You have to pay.
I have to use this animal as payment for the damage it caused. Right? The nizik can sell this animal then. So I'm not able to give it back to the owner. If I'm not able to give it back to the owner, then now it's mine. And if it's mine, so then I'm going to be paying the damages as well.
Right.
Is there a proof there for me?
Proof of what?
Because they're not going to the ball and say, your animal, my animal, he was always in me. They're taking the animal.
That's the loch of that show time, you take the animal.
And rather than the ball losing the feast animal, isn't that a proof that he is now called the act of this animal in the goring? He has to pay the ball for that. That's almost the
point. I hear your point. To think about it. Now here we are. So, says Tosfos, the B'Shem Regel is an answer. The B'Shem Regel, I must hear it. We're talking about B'Shem Regel in our Mishnah. B'Shem Regel, you don't pay back from the actual body of the animal. It's only by Keren. Only by Shoyu Keren. Shoyu Tom. So, Mayra, back to Tosfos' question. Tosfos left with a question. How do we know that Shoyma is chayiv to pay the damages that the animal causes? How do we know that? Not Ganav. How do we know Ganav is chayiv to pay the damage the animal causes? How do we know a shoyim is chayav to pay for damages the animal causes? How do we know that? Bit of a hard question. Anyone know? How do you know that a shoyim has to pay that? So how do you know they have to pay for damages it causes? Or a whole shoyim. How do we know that shame that causes damages? The shame that an animal damages
is part of the general for the damage.
So, how do we have to pay for the damage that it causes? So, Gemara, which we learned today. Oh, very good. Nichts shame that's off. The Mishnah says, "Most of the shame, nichts the shame that's off." Right? Or kula nichts the tachas abaylim. Right? No, the Mishnah. Kula nichts the tachas abaylim. The Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the shame has to pay for damages it causes. Right? Shame has to pay. Why does shame have to pay? Because shame accepts responsibility. And a shame is mukhav. But somebody who steals it, unless we can say belongs to the ganav, he's not going to be chayav for damages it causes. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to his owner. Oh, so that's the question. What's the teretz? The yeshema. I think there's a few teretz. The yeshema. So take this first test. The yeshema.
What the first
yeshema? Kishmachdim.
Kishmachdim.
Yeah. Okay. The yeshema. You have it?
Yeah.
It's a svara. The gaz the This is now what Rafi's been shouting out the whole time. The given shoyti mishus bailin, since he took it out of the bailin, shoyu chayav and mishri alsam, who are liable of the shmir and have to look after the shmir. Vein a bailin yicholim yishem, and now the bailin can't look after it. The fish and eat them because they got stolen from them. Yesh ala gazan le shoyma. The gazan has to now look after it. The fish and eat them. No. With regard to Nizokin, Ikru Bailim, who's called the Bailim? Call me Shibi Yodo Yilishemoi. Whoever could look after it.
Whoever could look after it?
Not could.
He's able to look after it, yeah.
This would seem that if it's walking down the street and I think.
No.
And I'm watching it for him.
So. Oh, you're watching it for him.
Well, there's a loose girl. Let me bring you to my house. I'll put up a sign.
A Shem Avido.
Yeah.
Shem Avido is chayim for Nizokin. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Okay? That is the choices as far as we got.
I'm trying to figure out.
So Mela, we started with a question we got unanswered. So he started all the questions. He thought a Ganav is only chayiv if it damages, if the Ganav owns it. And the Ganav doesn't own it. Just because the Shema has to pay is because different Shema doesn't need to own it. Shema is chayiv of Shia, but Ganav is only chayiv if he owns it. So why should he be chayiv? How does the Gemara know Pshita? How the Gemara is possible that you're going to be chayiv for damages the animal causes? Says Taitas a Svara. And since somebody else was looking after it, and because you took it away from that guy, now he can't look after it, and you can, you're going to be chayiv for damages the animal causes, and it's a Svara Pshuta, says Taitas. A Svara Pshuta.
How comes us to the Shamba when a gourd dwells in his possession that he is now caught? I know the Rosh will think about it, but I'm just saying it's clear to me for the first time now. He has to say, I can't give it back to a gourd while it was in my possession. That's not enough to say that we were the Yeshua right there. And as we see something, he has to pay for the damage of all this.
You asked it before.
I know you said to think about and
it. I'm not going to answer it. I'll think about it. I mean, I'll tell you after we finish. I don't want to go and you... No, it's not off, but it's a great question. It's a great question, but in Cheshvan I'll make a fake of you, so I'll tell you in about 10 minutes, okay? So it's a great question, a very great question. Hamamid Behemoth Chaveh Al-Kamas Chaveh Chayef. Says Tesis. Even though it's not his owner, his animal. So why are you Chayef? Chayef Itam Shem Veregel. The last half session we missed out, sorry. We didn't do it last time.
So we're
in the next session.
Hamamid,
sorry. So the last part of that session we did not do last time. Hamamid behaves chavir. I'll come to Chaver Chai. Avalti says Tesis, Avalti, Sheina Behemoth Shaloi, even though Behemoth doesn't belong to him, so why are you Chai for Mamid? Chai Mitam, Shem Veregel. You're Chai for Shem Veregel. Why? Tavagab Dichtid Be'iroi, and what's the expert translation of Be'iroi?
His animal?
No. Yeah, what do you say, Rafi?
His animal.
His animal, even though it says his animal. Here, kedidei chashivo. This is like his animal. Choyel, who also, since he did it, he made this animal eat. Kamoi, the same halacha is similar. Matlik pistoni shachaveh, is only lighting the flax of his friend. Beneiri shachaveh, with the candle of his friend. But the halacha is yechayev. Why? Well, it's not my fire. So what? Fire is it? Says I caused the animal to eat. So then I'm going to be chayef. Right? Don't say the reason why I'm chayef is because of eish. To bore your zika. Because since it's bore your zika, means it's definitely going to happen. Have a kilu, not in a sham eish.
Should
be to bore? The bore your zika.
The
Bari Hezeka means the Hezek is well apparent that it's going to happen. Right?
Barul, Bore.
Yeah.
Naturally, I guess.
Not naturally, but no. Going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Have a kilo not from the Shomer. He actually put the fire there. I want you to listen to our line. But it's still after the brackets. Tim Kane, so you got a question, maybe a chai about Eish. No, I'll send where I go. Tim Kane. If it's al peish, mitamta aven in eschayev, apiru v'shatrabim, he should be in eschayev even in eschatrabim. But in mishtama v'shum duchta, nowhere is it apparent that eschayev v'shatrabim shen, that you're eschayev in eschatrabim if you eat there, apiru mekav v'emta eat al peish ma'amida leo. Even if you are bringing the animal to the fruit and placing it on there. So this is explain what's going on. Taste is saying that with it stuck it, says clearly in the Gemara, Mamid, Behemoth Chaveri, somebody's Mamid, you're chayv. Now why are you chayv? For what? What did he do? What are you chayv for? You're chayv, we know there's one of four mazikim. There's Karen, there's Shen, there's Regel, and there's Eish, there's also Bird, right? So, which one of these are you going to be chayv? Why are you chayv? I was mamid, I'm in position it, it's now eat the produce. Am I going to be chayv because of Regel? No. Yes. So the two possible ones are Shen or Eish. Those are the two possibilities. So it says, I have a problem. If it's Eish, it doesn't have to be my fire. It be anyone's fire. Sometimes I'm the one who did it. If it's Shen, it has to be mine. It says, be you. Says Taisa, it doesn't matter, is Shen? And it is called B'iroi, because if you caused it, it's called B'iroi, it's called your animal. Maybe it's Taka Ace, maybe it's Ace, maybe it's not Shen, maybe it's Ace. So Taisa can't be Ace. Because if it be Ace, Ace you're Chayv even in a Shusarabim. Shem Regal is only Chayv in a Shusarabim, not in a Shusarabim. And we never ever find, ever, that you're Chayv for eating in Rishas Rabbah. Never, ever, ever. So therefore it's Mustafa, we're talking about Shen here. That's what we're talking about Shen, and you're chayev because of... Okay?
So the two things are, one, if it's someone else's fire, how comfortable am I doing it? An animal, no. Whoever's animal is.
But, if I caused it, and that's why I ate it, then it's like my animal as well.
And a fire in Rishas, it is the person who started.
Fine, it's just Rabim is whoever likes it is fine.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Where was that? What was on our list of instruments? Originally we thought the mamid beima haino shemachzik biyode aso, that you hold the aso from elicha mamish alakoma, and you the reins, yeah. And you mamish put it to the koma mamidashom. Okay, but she says, wait, if you did that, then of course you're going to be chayv. Now we're explaining, no, you didn't do that, but rather you hit it and you made it go there. Listen, mamish, if you surely go the my again, you hit it to steal it, can make love with Shami. It's not anymore the process. They chayv for such a thing.
Why? The Shabbat, and that is the way of controlling an animal by breaking the law.
Yeah. Who said you're paying it that way?
Right.
Shabbat. Shabbat, you're chayv for making it work.
Who says you're
Who said you're paying it that way? So you can't need a Kenyan. Who says you have a kingdom that way? So the Gemara originally asked Chita, it's not a process at all. But the Chayes of Parish, Lomim Chita, Pisaka Lahovin. He didn't now explain why they're not a process, because it's easy to understand. So this place, I remember, was a bit more than I was saying, 1 second. He is doing 1 second. Right, I remember how we explained this thesis. His thesis was like this. So he's saying you, they're listening and saying, you know what happened there, you hit this. Well, if that's Mashiach, so what's the Chiddush again? What's the chiddush? If hitting is a type of mashiach, which Rafa will say in Shabbos is a mashiach, it's obviously a chayim. So what again was the chiddush here in the Mishnah?
That you didn't make chayim, you blocked it.
But if it's a type of a kinyan, so again, of course, if it's a type of kinyan, a chayim. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's still a list in your chayim. What's the chiddush? Ten tzeitzes, a whole changeover from this basis. The chiddush is a chayim for damaging. The Gemara regime thought, of course you're chai for damages, because nobody else, you locked up the other guy and he can't take it now, and you now assume responsibility. This Gemara at this stage is not true. It's not possible at all. It's not possible at all that if I do a kinyan, that I should be chai for damages to animals. Not possible. Why? Because it still belongs to the original owner. That's a machlokes Kinyan's Gemara. First Malachim says is how that if I stop the other people from looking after it, so I assume responsibility. That's Rafi Shitta. And this Shitta is also not like that.
But this is a Kinyan.
The type of a Kinyan Gazela.
It's not
Gazela. Enough to be chai for damages that happen to the animal.
Then why isn't that to go the next step?
Because
it's not mine. If he grabbed the leash and stole it,
it's not
his.
Yeah, if he grabbed it also, it'll be the same.
Oh, so it doesn't matter how he acquired it.
No.
That I never played. This was his heart is screaming and not touching a person, but he goes deaf. I didn't touch him, but I'm high.
Okay, possible. Let's stop there then.
Even if he slept in the ground.